When was the last time that you were on the wrong end of some injustice, big or small? It just wasn't fair. How did it make you feel? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Sometimes life just isn't fair. You try and do the right thing and yet people misunderstand you or they run their own selfish agenda and you end up with the raw end of the deal. That sense of unfairness, that sense of being at the wrong end of an injustice, well, that's not something any of us likes all that much. And so when it happens yet again, my natural response, what I really want to do, is to tear that person's head off. And believe you me, verbally, I have the capacity to do just that. I became pretty good at it over the years. But being a follower of Jesus Christ these days, well, that option simply isn't open to me. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 to 20. Slaves, be willing to serve your masters. Do this with all respect. You should obey the masters who are good and kind, and you should obey the masters who are bad. One of you might have to suffer even when you've done nothing wrong. If you think of God and bear the pain, this pleases God. But if you're punished for doing wrong, there's no reason to praise you for bearing that punishment. But if you suffer for doing good and you're patient, this pleases God. Think about the injustice of being a slave. Now, imagine that you're wrongly punished and beaten, injustice heaped upon injustice. And yet, in the middle of it all, God calls us to be patient. Of all things, patience. If you suffer for doing good and you're patient, this pleases God. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It takes power to be patient. It takes power to be silent. It takes power not to grumble and complain in the face of injustice. And that power comes through the Spirit and the Word of God. You can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll also immediately receive a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.